then called an instructor at Strathmore, who quickly rounded up the four students. They spent the spring of 2011 at the Chai offices, receiving internship pay of about $150 a month. They sat for days with the staff in the health ministry to understand their traditional way of gathering information. Then they pounded out the app and polished up the database software to allow disease reporting from any mobile web interface. By last summer, their integrated disease surveillance and response system was up and running at the ministry, obviating much of Bharti Airtel's proposed costs. The process was rough, but not too bad, Njenga says. There were some nights we worked until 2 a.m. He and his colleagues are now finishing an SMS version so that health workers without web access can make reports via text message from mobile phones of any make or model. The students are also working on another key problem, coming up with ways for the health ministry to track pharmaceuticals it ships to the government's hospitals and clinics to avoid shortages or waste. Mobile phones are lifelines for Kenyans. Some 26 million of the nation's 41 million people have phones, and 18 million use them to do their everyday banking and conduct other business. Most use a service called M-Pesa, which is offered by the country's dominant wireless provider, Safaricom. If mobile phones could play as big a role in Kenyan healthcare as they do in Kenyan financial transactions, the effect